East Coast Breakfast.
Good morning, Luis Ogola.
My brother, how are you? Yo, he's got grey hair. Yeah. I got a grey beard.
Yeah.
That's developing. So I'm like,
oh, you're
going
to diet.
Am I on a diet?
Yeah, when it's pretty.
Am I
going
to? Oh, I thought you said, are you on a diet?
No. You don't need to be on a diet.
Hey, how did we get here?
How did we get to that?
It was a bit personal.
You've owned Durban. Like, I heard you're the mayor.
This is the mayor of Durban.
I was trying to get into a place yesterday. I couldn't get a restaurant. And then they said, yeah, call Darren. Darren Moore knows how to sort these
things. No, legit. Why Durban?
I don't know why.
Okay.
I'm here now.
Can I tell you, though? I've been watching on TikTok.
Yes.
Because that's where I live. And girls have been doing these amazing Get Ready With Me videos for your show.
Really?
Yeah.
I have no idea.
That's amazing, right?
You know what's crazy about TikTok? I was in London recently and I was playing some footy and these kids walked past and they said, oh, you that dude from the Polo, yeah. And I was like, yo, you pro. And they were like, yeah, man, you big on TikTok. I had no idea.
Yeah.
Then I opened up a TikTok. My name was hashtag like 32 million times.
Yeah. Oh, the guy's like a goat.
I remember you in high school with Billy Prince.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's why I was, remember what I was telling you in the car? I was like, oh my God, it's so crazy to see Darren in gray.
He calls it silver.
It's silver.
Yeah, I said silver.
Yeah.
No, he's colorblind.
Every human that knows Darren from the past has a story about, not this Darren. This, apparently, we are being shortchanged.
I was rolling with Darren. And
scariest moment.
It wasn't scary.
Okay.
We were driving to Joburg to Bloemfontein.
Oh, and Bloem, okay.
There's another comic in the car. There's three of us. I think you were driving an Audi at the time.
Yeah.
And we go. You know when you're driving to Bloem, there's nothing.
There's not, yes. Mm.
Darren says, let's take a left here. I'm like, left going where? We hit a left. I like interacting. I like feeling the energy.
Mm.
I remember I went to go see Dave Chappelle at the O2 and it felt so impersonal.
Yeah.
Yeah. So like for me, I don't even have opening acts. I like maximum maybe 300 seats maximum.
That's a sweet spot.
But 100 is good. Like 100 is a good.
That's intimate.
It's a good intimate number because you can and you don't even need an opening act. Like you just walk on and they're with you. They're in front of you and they you know.
I wanted to ask you a question about when is it the time to retire? Joke? Is it when it's the rest of the world finds it offensive? Is it when you're like, no?
If once a joke goes online, I just don't do it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. As soon as a joke, like now, especially now, because I've got jokes that I've done in the rounds of close to 10 million views on whatever. I'm not doing that joke again. I was writing jokes about Durban. Ubers, why are your Ubers always 7 minutes away?
But has the Uber let you into the front seat yet? Because that's a thing, right? They don't do that yet.
Yeah.
Oh, because it's you.
And then the two will be like, "Whoa, Zando, that's so cool." I'm like, "I don't want to talk to you."
No, it's because it's you.
Live at Chris Seabrook Theatre until the 4th of April. Go get your tickets now. Quicket.co.za. Thank you, Luis.
Right here on East Coast Radio.